Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews. Die Interviews zur Side City 2025. Direkt aus Frankfurt.
Schönen guten Tag am Sonntag. Vielleicht habt ihr ein bisschen Zeit, nicht nur diesen Podcast anzuhören, sondern auch andere. Deshalb verweise ich heute auf den Podcast Igel Inklusion ganz einfach leben. In der Podcast-Episode vom vergangenen Donnerstag könnt ihr hören, wie ich mich mit Inklusator Sascha Lang über die diesjährige Side City unterhalte. Da bekommt ihr also nochmal ein bisschen mehr Eindrücke von dem, was ich so erlebt habe und was ich besonders bemerkenswert finde. Nun aber zum heutigen Beitrag in Side Use. Es gibt nicht viele Produkte auf der Side City, die man kostenlos nutzen und sofort zu Hause ausprobieren kann. Die App Oorion aus Frankreich ist hier eine Ausnahme. Diese App ist kostenlos im App Store erhältlich und funktioniert vollständig offline, also ohne aktive Internetverbindung. Sie nutzt die Kamera des iPhones, um Objekte oder Texte in der Umgebung zu erkennen und Nutzerinnen und Nutzer per Tonsignalen oder Vibration dorthin zu führen. Auch bei völliger Dunkelheit ist das möglich, da sich automatisch das Licht der Kamera aktiviert. Jede Person kann zudem eigene Objekte in der App hinterlegen, etwa den Schlüssel oder die persönlichen Kopfhörer. Diese werden dann künftig über die Kamera, wenn sie im Blickfeld sind, erkannt. Zweite Funktion, die in Deutschland noch nicht so bekannt ist: Um die Barrierefreiheit auch an öffentlichen Orten zu verbessern, arbeitet Oorion mit Hotels, Restaurants und Geschäften zusammen. Dabei werden vor Ort Objekte gescannt und mit Informationen hinterlegt. In einem Hotel zum Beispiel zur Bedienung der Klimaanlage oder der Lage eines Lichtschalters. Und innerhalb eines Supermarkts kann man sich gezielt zu Eingängen, Informationsschaltern oder Produktregalen leiten lassen, sofern der Ort zuvor vom Oorion-Team erfasst worden ist. In Frankreich gibt es bereits Partnerschaften mit Einzelhändlern wie Carrefour. Die App erkennt dort nicht nur den Eingang, sondern kann auch zu einzelnen Abteilungen führen. Datenschutz wird bei Oorion groß geschrieben, es werden keine Fotos gespeichert und keine persönlichen Daten erhoben. Die Entwicklerinnen und Entwickler suchen auch in Deutschland neue Partner und freuen sich über Rückmeldungen von Nutzerinnen und Nutzer. Wer also regelmäßig ein bestimmtes Hotel, Restaurant oder Geschäft besucht, kann das Team von Oorion kontaktieren und den Ort zur Digitalisierung vorschlagen. Testet also gerne einmal diese App, ihr findet sie im App Store. Da schreibt man O und dann Oorion, also O-O-R-I-O-N. Unter Android habe ich es auf den ersten Blick nicht finden können, ich habe allerdings auch kein Android-Handy hier. Bevor jetzt aber alle abschaltet und diese App testet, könntet ihr euch, wenn ihr möchtet, noch den englischen Originalton des Interviews anhören.
Now I'm here at Oorion, a company from?
From France, from Lyon actually.
Ah, Lyon, okay. And what do you show here? It's an app, I think it's in German, also available.
Yeah, so it's an app for visually impaired people. It's downloadable for free on the App Store and it's available in 32 languages. So German, French, English, many languages, yeah. So it helps visually impaired people to locate, identify and be guided towards objects and texts in their environment. It works thanks to the camera of the iPhone, so there's no need for internet. We don't collect any personal data or information. So for example, if you're searching for your keys that you've lost, you can ask Orion to locate your keys and to guide you towards them via beeps and vibrations. So we have this feature. We have the same features that work with texts. You can add your personal objects to the app. So if the app doesn't have your specific object that you would like to be able to look for, then you can add it on the app. And we have a new specificity, let's say, that's been available on the app for a year now. We make places accessible to the visually impaired. So the app is for free on the App Store for anyone who wants to download it, but we wanted to be able to contribute a bit more to make the world more accessible, and that's why we've started working with businesses, so retail stores, hotels, restaurants, to make them more accessible to people, well, to our users.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's an AI in the background, but it's all offline on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. So it's AI that we've developed and enhanced with a bit of GPT, but it's basically our AI that we've developed internally.
And only offline. I can use it in planes too.
Planes, metros, and you can use it if you're in the dark because a flashlight automatically comes on. So you can use it everywhere and anywhere. And so if you do have places that you think about, like restaurants that you often go to or hotels that you go to every summer or that you're going to visit soon, don't hesitate to contact us at contact@oorion.fr to let us know about that, so we can make sure that those places are accessible to welcome you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how does it work? What do you make with these places? Do you contact them, and what is after this?
Yeah, so we contact them to ask them, well, if that's something that they would be willing to do. And then once we have the partnership signed, we go there to add items in their environment. So, for example, if it's a hotel, in the hotel room, we're going to add the thermostat, the coffee machine, the bed, the lamp, like all the objects in the hotel.
You make photos then?
It's not really, it's a kind of photo. It's more of a capture. So we don't, our specific thing with Orion is that we don't take photos. So we do not collect any data from anywhere. But mm-hmm. we do, but let's say it's photos that we take in the hotels. So we scan the objects. So the thermostat, we're going to scan it so that it will be available on our app. And we can add information. So we can say, well, it works like in this way. If you turn the button that way, then you can turn the heat on or heat down. Like, we add information so that your stay is more accessible and that you can have all the information that people who can see have. So yeah, mm-hmm. it's to make your daily lives more nicer.
And this is only in France or in other European countries too?
In everywhere, actually. So okay. We don't have a limit of places, of languages. We don't have those issues. So any place that wants to make themselves accessible, we're willing to go there and to do that so that mm-hmm. everyone can have these features.
Mm-hmm. And why is your company at Side City? Are you looking for new partners, or what are the reasons for this?
Well, our main aim today is to meet German visually impaired people and to present our app and to make sure they download it and that it helps them in their lives, and also to have the feedback from the users that already use it, because we do have in mind to create an app that's fully accessible, and we know that we have to have the feedback from the people who really use it, like on a daily basis. So that's the general aim at SiteCT, to meet people, talk about the app, maybe meet new possible partners, so hotels, restaurants, but that would be in a second part.
And what about the cost? How I think you need employees and servers and so on, but it doesn't cost for the user. What about the finance in the background?
Yeah, that's a question we often have. So yeah, the app is free and will always be free to download. And that's why we've developed the partner space to make places accessible. So they pay to have the possibility to make themselves accessible. And so yeah, that's how we make money, and we were able to hire new people in the company.
And I have seen in France are many grocery supermarkets, they are accessible places with your app.
Well, we have Carrefour, so it's a French retail store, and for now 15 or 12 of their stores are accessible, but we're working right now with them to make it for the whole Carrefour group. And we've started conversations with other retail stores like Intermarché, so it's another one in France. So for example, we could make, is it Rewe or other retail stores in Germany? I don't know.
What does it mean, accessible? What is going on if I go to a Carrefour store?
If you go to a Carrefour store, for now you can have you're able to be guided towards the entry of the store. So you can ask the app to locate Carrefour and it will guide you towards the entry. You have information on where the front desk is, on what the name of the alleys are. So for example, if you're looking for the vegetables, fruits and vegetables, then you can ask the app to locate that and it will guide you towards that. And then we are working to make that space way more, with more features, but that's the basic features for now in retail stores.
Okay, thank you. Then good day at Side City.
Thank you very much, you too.
Das war ein Beitrag aus Sideviews, der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Ein Angebot des BBSB.